What's up, boys and girls? It is Johnny. Welcome back. I've got a fun little video for you here this morning. Well, it's an important lesson for men. This is one of my favorite ones. I learned this as a young man. My father taught it to me, and I've taught it to most all of my sons, I would say. One of them is still a little young, but he'll learn. This is a great one, guys. Men learn through pain. Men learn through, well, failure or perceived failure. But no failure is ever actually a failure. It's all just wins that you haven't figured out yet. But it's okay. Let me explain. My son K-Man was probably 9, maybe 10 years old. He had learned about chess at school or with his friends and been playing it a little and getting better at it and, you know, was really excited about it. And he came to me one day, and I was still married and he was still living with me at the time. And he, "Dad, I'm chess and I've been playing at school and I really like it. And, you know, we got a little chess board for him. And Dad, let's play chess." Awesome. Sounds perfect, son. Fantastic. Set it up. Let's play white moves first. We get it all set up. We get everything going. And so here's the scene, guys. The daughter's doing what she's doing. She's younger at that time, doing her own thing. Mom's over on the couch, just kind of watching. K-Man and myself set up on the floor, chessboard. I think we might have been at the coffee table. We're all set up. And I hit him with the 4-move checkmate. You know, if you know anything about chess, I brought the pawn out first. I brought the bishop out diagonally, and I brought the queen out diagonally, and then I moved her up to kiss his king on the opposite side of his queen with the bishop protecting it. Checkmate. 4 moves. Destroyed him. Wiped the floor with him. Now, I did it to teach him a lesson. His mother was so upset with me about this. This was not okay to her. Because the way I did it was destroyed him at it and let him know that he wasn't ready to play chess with me yet. And respectfully. Now, hear me out, guys. That is what challenged him. Now, I could have played him again like the wife suggested and went easy on him or let him win. But that would have been making him lose in life. So I didn't do it that way. Now, if he could speak on this, I'm sure he would tell you this, you know, worked out very well for him. It might have pissed him off. It might have upset him. I let him know, you're not ready to play chess with me yet. And his mom, of course, yeah, play him again. Play it. No, don't do that. You can't beat him like that. You're not even supposed to do that up front. And then you can't just not play him again. So, you know, that was a little contention there for her. But she didn't know what I knew. I had just lit the fire in this boy's eyes as far as chess. I had showed him there was a level of chess available that he was not at, but if he could get at, he could school all of his friends at school or wherever he played chess with the people. He could become so good at chess, you know, that he could beat people very easily. That's what he learned that day. Whether he liked the lesson or not, whether he wanted to, but he came back. Now, some things happened. And he didn't live with me anymore. And it was probably a year later, maybe just about a year later, he was visiting with me. And he had his chessboard and his pieces and stuff. And he had the chess app on his phone. I had, you know, him and his daughter, sister had phones, so I could always get in touch with him, et cetera, et cetera. And he had the little chess app on his phone where he could play other people worldwide, study moves and strategies. And it was like just everything chess related. And he came back and he said, "Dad, let's play a game of chess." And I thought about, hey, it's funny, I was still married the last time we played chess. I seem to remember that being a bit of a bone of contention between me and the missus. So anyways, we get it all set up. We play chess. He destroyed me. Now, as he's destroying me, I'm acting like, oh, I see you've learned some maneuvers here. And I see that you've, now as he's wiping the chessboard with me, he knows every position on the board, like the names of the positions. He knows the, he now knows so much more about chess than I ever knew. He destroyed me. Like, it wasn't even funny. Now, at this time, I'm like, wow, is he's really good at this. I'm going to really take my time and one more game with him and make sure that I, you know, that, it, you know, I still got it and I can beat this guy, my son. And boy, he just destroyed me. I mean, I took my time. I thought about every move, and I was 5 moves ahead, and he was 10 moves ahead of me. So I knew at that moment I would never be able to beat my son at chess ever again, ever. And the important thing is what was instilled in him was that there will be people in life who are better at you at something. But in time, you can learn what they know. Their knowledge is not because they're special. It's because they know things you don't know. So while I had been in chess club and played chess in high school and had fun and loved chess and all of these other things, his devotion to becoming wonderful at chess or better than me pushed him to that. It gave him that sense of competition, which is good for men. And that usually comes from a little bit of pain or getting kicked when you're down. How many of you men have had a fight with another young man or man one day and, you know, a week or two later, you're like, you know what? God damn it, I'm going to learn how to fight. And you took lessons or martial arts or whatever, or started working out and getting stronger. This is how men learn, through pain, through the hiccups in life. Many of you probably have gone through a breakup or a divorce recently, and it's been very painful on you. And you can choose to wallow in that. Now, my son never cried when I beat him in chess. He never said, woe is me, poor pitiful me. His mom probably wanted him to, because her thoughts on it were, well, you can't just beat him like that, and you can't do that because it's going to make him feel a certain kind of way. Because I said, good, good. It's that feeling a certain kind of way about his loss that will make him want to win from now on, especially when he does these things. And now the young man is like billions of people worldwide play mine, millions probably play Minecraft on PlayStation and upload them to YouTube. And some of them never get any real views because millions and millions of people do the same thing. But when he does it, he does the battles and people go and watch his battles. Like his YouTube channel gets views when he plays Minecraft battles because the kid, you can't beat him. Like, he's good. And I'm sure someone probably could and get luck, whatever. But the point is, you know, he's a well-ranked worldwide Rocket League player. Like, when he wants to do something he's interested in now, he becomes the absolute best at that thing. You see what I'm saying? Now, this is because, in my opinion, when he challenged Dad at chess and he wanted to show Dad what he had, Dad didn't go soft on him. Dad said, show me what you have. Show me, son. And when I showed him that, okay, well, there is a different levels of the game to this. And if you invest enough time, you will be at the next level of this game. And he did. And like I said, within a year, I can't even play chess with him anymore. Not because I don't love him and don't want to, but because he's so much better at it than me. His knowledge far outweighs or exceeds anything I know about the game or knew about the game. And I mean, you have to push men. Sometimes it's the painful losses in our life or the embarrassing losses. I remember his mom saying, you embarrassed him. And I was like, good, good. It'll make him hungry. It'll make him stronger. It'll teach him. Ironically, this was frowned upon by the woman, but she didn't understand. So I won't, you know, we'll let it go. But now he's unstoppable at anything he chooses to do. Now, if he doesn't care about it, he won't do it. But as far as chess is concerned, I can't even compete with him anymore. It's amazing. It's amazing. This is how a lot of fathers teach their children something, their sons for sure. You have to bump your head a little. You have to scrape your head a little bit. It's going to be an uphill battle. No, it's not going to be easy. You're going to lose sometimes. But that loss will become a win if you have the right attitude. And K-Man has the right attitude, always has. That's why he will win. Because he took that loss as a lesson and he said, oh, Dad has a deeper understanding of this game than I do. And while it is a game, I want to win. So he set out to become one of the best at chess. And the boy's damn good. So just a quick one for you guys today. I know y'all wanted some more of these talking head videos, so I'm trying to squeeze them in from time to time. Guys, remember, if you're going through something, if you're hurting, if you've lost something, a woman for sure, this is when you learn to get better. Not at having women or keeping women, but as a man, this is when you look for the things in your life that you want to dominate at. Because without that fire in your eyes, you will be a weak, incapable person. I said person, not even man, but person. You have to have the fire and the desire to win at whatever it is you're focused on right now. It may be art. It may be learning guitar. It may be working out. It may be a job. It may be, if you don't want to be the best at that, not to be better than the other people, but the champion of this thing, well, you don't have the fire in your eyes. You don't have what it takes to succeed, because the people that succeed in the world are the people that will not stop. They will not give up. My son could have easily put away the chessboard and never played chess again because dad wiped the damn chessboard with him. But he didn't. He didn't. He came back, like I said, probably a year later, knowing more about chess than I ever knew. He knew famous players and like how shit happened over the history of the game, and unstoppable. And like I said, I just couldn't even keep up with him anymore at chess. But again, he is the new model of the Gone with John. He is the upgraded model, you know, with his mother's wonderful looks and my brains. These children are going to be unstoppable. Anyways, guys, I hope that helps you guys understand. If you've taken a loss lately, you took it for a reason. You took it for a reason. Every loss comes with a lesson, and every loss can be turned into a win very quickly. I have another son who will remain nameless, who worked at a job. That job ended up letting him go. Another job ended up hiring. Now, the job that hired him now is a way better job. Like, it's a better company. It's a bigger company. It's more posh. It's more... Sometimes the best lessons a man learns in life come from a painful source or a kick in the groin, so to speak. Guys, so don't be down on yourself when something like this happens to you. Look for the lesson. What is the lesson of this punch in the face? Is it to be faster? Work on my reflexes so I can duck the next time that happens? Or you can sit and wallow in it. Oh, dad beat me at chess and he should have let me win. He should have made it easier on me. Why? The ex-wife never understood that. But neither of the ex-wives understood that about raising sons, if I can be honest with you. But my sons all understand that. I don't even have to explain it to them. It's ingrained in them. But then again, they were born with what it takes because they're my sons. You were probably born with what it takes also. You just won't say it out loud yet with conviction. That's all. Anyways, guys, learn from your mistakes. Take the punch. Learn to become faster. Whatever it is, whether it hurts you or not, remember, don't wallow in the loss. Look for ways to win. I'm Gone with John. I hope this advice finds you guys well. Y'all have a wonderful day. And as always, peace.